We are speaking today with Pat Snyder, Republican representative for the 85th District for the Wausau area, and we're talking today about a bill you're introducing, along with several others, to legalize medical marijuana. I want to say this is the fourth or fifth time we've seen this bill introduced from you and Senators Falkowski and Teston. What's different this time around? What's going to make Republican leadership take a look at it more than it has in the past?
Well, thank you, Raymond. I would say that I think we just want to make sure we get the legislation out, maybe miraculously get a hearing in the assembly, just to have a hearing on it, to hear from the people who are affected directly by not having the ability for the medical marijuana and what it does for them and things of that nature. This bill is the same as last year's bill, except it does take away the state dispensaries. It goes back to privately run dispensaries now and follows suit with everything else. So that was the big hiccup last time, was private or state run dispensaries. And so that state run's been pushed out. This has been in. I don't know how much support I can get in the assembly, because, you know, a lot of times my colleagues on my side of the aisle think it's leading to full state recreational. If we do this, state recreational is coming no matter what. Who knows exactly? But I do know there are people that are hurting now. So it's still going to be a struggle, but we want to keep coming back. Raymond, I have people at the doors when I do go out and campaign and see them. They say, keep putting that out there. We need it. And so I think that's why we do it. We just don't want to let it get forgotten. And be able to do something like this will get the discussion going and allow constituents statewide to call their representatives and say, yes, I like this idea, let's do it, or no, I don't like the idea, here's why. At least we can maybe start getting a groundswell of direction to know which way we should go.
And I think that is one of the things that we see whenever we're bringing up the medical marijuana or the legalization bills, is that they don't get a lot of traction in the legislature, but they are very popular with constituents statewide. It's something that they have been asking for quite some time.
Yes. Yes. Way back when I first got in, for the quick little history of this thing, I got in January of 17 was my first term. Senator Falkowski was still an assembly person. And so she led the bill in the assembly. I was her number two. She then, in the next session, went to the Senate. And then she had a bill in the Senate. I had a bill in the assembly. That one got heard in the Senate, but then it died. We didn't bring anything up during the COVID year of 20. But 2022, I don't think we really brought it up again. But then finally in 2024, we got a little serious last time, and that's when, you know, the speaker was looking at it, because he had, you know, some folks say to him, and he wanted the state-run dispensaries because he didn't want to see money being made by the state with drugs and, you know, marijuana. So that was the reason for that. Senate didn't quite agree with that, so we didn't go anywhere, and now we're just bringing it back, and we'll see, you know, what kind of reaction we get from the different caucuses.
And I think one of the big things is that, especially in the Wausau area, you are in central Wisconsin, and that is pretty much as far away as you can get if you're going to drive to another state to get medical marijuana or buy marijuana in general from one of our neighboring states.
Yeah, it's, what is it, a little over 2 hours to Michigan, same way to Minnesota, and then even a little further to Illinois. So, yes, you're right. I had another question asked to me from another reporter saying, like, well, you know, does this, if we would have medical marijuana, would it prevent them from maybe going to other opioid-type drugs to get relief? And I said that they haven't done that yet because, you know, this works much better, and they make the trip. They'll make the trip to Michigan, Illinois, or Minnesota and get up in the supply before they go to the hard heroin or opioid type stuff. So I think that's the one thing that's saving it. But in any case, I have at least five people in my district that have come to me personally about the medical marijuana. So I know, at least in my district, it's fairly popular.
Thank you again. That is Pat Snyder, Republican State Representative from the 85th Assembly District in the Wausau area. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.